Blackstone Audio presents That Summer in Sicily, A Love Story by Marlena de Blasi.
This could only be a story about Sicily. And Sicily could only be an island, less by the caprice of nature than by her own insolence, as though she might have quit Italy had she not already been born separate from it. Yet this is not a story about only the island, but of a hamlet in the middle of that island, at the top of the island. A hamlet made of heaped-up stones and huddled in the cleft of an anchoritic mountain beneath the ruins of a temple. Above and all around the hamlet is a high plateau planted almost everywhere in wheat. On parched meadows, sheep and goats graze, and the only water thereabout is a metallic smudge where the white sky meets the yellow earth, and the only waves are of that wheat, the shuddering golden stalks of it roaring like the sea in the crashing goddess-blown winds. Stone-age tangles of myrtle and broom and wild marjoram and wild thyme clutch at the steeps, and the only chink in the towering silence is the foul whispering of the scirocco. Here, the substance of life lived 3 millennia ago, or in the mid-19th century, or, as in this case, some 70 years distant, can seem essentially the same as that which formed the incidents of the day before yesterday. Nothing much has been lost or forgotten or left to languish from the time before now, so a stunning tribal continuance prevails there. The ancient past, the more recent past, the present congregate, abide together in that continuance. And apart from the evidence of a vacillating fancy for some fashionable goods and ideas, one might be hard put to divine a particular historical moment for the way it looks and feels and the way it sounds here, especially of an evening's wandering in the fallow of Demeter's broken temple.